This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome everyone to today's micro learning podcast entitled Tips and How to Help Attorneys Excel with Zoom from Working from Home. I am Josh Lazar, Chief Information Officer of the 18th Judicial Circuit of Florida. Today's speaker in this podcast is Luke Schneblin, Learning and Development Manager of Shook, Hardy & Bacon, LLP. Luke, can you talk about your experience educating attorneys about Zoom?
Thanks, Josh. Shook's been using Zoom for a few years now, and at first, the adoption was slow because there wasn't too much of a need for using a remote tool like Zoom. And then we had a wider adoption once we kind of showed people what you can do with it. You can share content. You can see people's faces. You can use your webcam finally. Then we have what I like to call forced adoption, where once we got into the situation we're in right now with this pandemic, people had to use Zoom as a way to communicate, and specifically for depositions, arbitrations, hearings, mediations, a whole lot of other things. And so my team and I manage the learning and development team, and we have a breadth of trainers who do a phenomenal job at training on all sorts of applications. But specifically when, you know, the work from home or remote work really started, we were diligent in making sure that not only our attorneys knew how to use Zoom, but our support staff as well, because they're just as important in the process. One thing I'll talk about a little bit, and I know we don't have, I could probably talk for 2 hours about this, but one thing that I found to be most important is just your initial setup. So I like to think of it now as Zoom should be as easy as a phone call, picking up the phone and dialing. It should be that simple. Your setup should be ready to go. And on the flip side of that, I think you should know what you look like in the camera. You should know what you sound like if you are having a video conference, because appearance is important. You know, we're not in a conference room in a suit and tie or nice, whatever, dress up clothes. It's really dress up from the waist up. And you know, once you get past that, there are other things at play. But we've had a phenomenal response and seen a tremendous uptick in Zoom usage across the organization, so much so we've had recently a virtual summer associate program kickoff where we had 90 people on a Zoom call and using breakout rooms. So we've come a long way in the past few years.
Excellent. So Luke, what can you tell us about depositions, arbitrations, and mediations using Zoom?
So this was something that came about not immediately after we were working from home or the remote kind of start happened. It happened gradually. And what we were finding was a phenomenal amount of vendors were offering their services as Zoom experts or video deposition or mediation experts. And one thing that we wanted to do at Shook was make sure that our population really knew the ins and outs of how to use Zoom specifically. A lot of those vendors use Zoom, and their services and offerings are someone to help you use Zoom. And so not to say that there aren't a lot of great vendors that can help with a lot of those things you mentioned, Josh, but I think that it goes back again to really preparing your people to know what they sound like, what they look like on camera, how to use sharing content, some of the ways you can use spotlighting video, pinning video, seeing multiple people, sharing one piece of content and then switching to another, multiple monitors. So there's so many variables. And what I found is everyone's setup is a little bit different. And then you get into things like green screens or virtual backgrounds. And I know initially when it all took off, people were like, oh, let's put something funny behind me and you know, have a laugh. But I think now it's more of, I need a professional background. Also, does my webcam even work to successfully let that background load behind me? And then other things I think that everyone's going through, you know, you have your dog or cat roaming around barking or meowing. You have kids coming in and out, family members, also, you know, who knows what. And so I think one of the things I try to do is not only focus on the technical aspects, but the environmental aspects as well. Is there buzzing? Can you hear everyone that you need to hear? You know, can you hear and see your witness clearly? Opposing counsel, that kind of thing. So really setting up some guidance for your firm that you can share broadly, and really painting broad strokes, because if you get too nitty gritty, you can get down in the weeds of helping someone pick out a webcam on the internet and order a webcam and say it'll work perfectly and where to plug it in and all that. So I think providing some recommendations was the best thing we could possibly do. We provided a list of preferred vendors. We talked about what to do before the deposition hearing, whatever it may be, things to think of during. One thing I found is, as with any Zoom meeting, I usually shut down everything else that I don't need for the meeting on my computer. Also, I think internet speed is a tremendous part of all of this that not enough people are paying attention to. I think they set up at their dining room or in a room in their home or on their deck and just kind of assume it's going to work. And so finding that sweet spot in your wherever you may be to make sure that the connection is good throughout the entirety of the meeting, because chances are if it's a deposition, arbitration, mediation, it's being recorded and you want to sound clear and have everything transcribed perfectly, but also just have a general good experience. Because if something goes awry, or if there's a cutout, or you know, you kind of have to start over and you kind of lose your footing. So setting some guidelines, sharing those guidelines across the organization. And also I'll kind of go back to preparing your support staff. So let them be powerful in this process. We call them legal administrative assistants. They play an integral role in scheduling these types of things, doing it correctly the first time. So you don't create an back and forth email, 25, 35 emails. You can kind of do it right the first time, set a template and use that template going forward. And all of those things, I think, just play into having a successful deposition, arbitration, mediation, or hearing, whatever. And just you kind of become a Zoom pro. And then once you become good at it, like I said, you know, it should be just as easy as picking up the phone and making a call, or picking up the phone and answering a call to get on a meeting.
Thanks for that.
That was a really good answer, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I about to say.
You can edit that out, but I'm feeling that one.
No, there's no need to. We're doing it live. I'll even add that I had my child banging at my door within that answer. And because I made my sure I muted myself, I'm hoping the listeners didn't hear that.
There you go.
So are there any other additional tips or tricks that you can share from your experiences in using Zoom within your firm?
Yeah, I would say one tip is treat Zoom, if you're on camera, as a mirror. So when I get on Zoom and it's 50 people or more, probably 20% of the people you see like from their nose up. So really, to adjust your webcam so that it makes sense that people can see you as you want to be seen and to look at the webcam while you're talking, even making a note of, you know, look here next to your webcam. I know before Zoom, a lot of people used a sticky note to cover up their webcam. And now I'd say that those sticky notes are gone because everyone's wants to be seen and has meeting after meeting after meeting. Another thing I'd say is there's a lot of different things you can do, kind of more quote unquote advanced things with Zoom. I know one that we at Shook have really latched onto is the breakout room functionality. So for now, gone are the days where you go to a conference room, you know, maybe from a large gathering, you break out into small rooms, but you can do that functionality with Zoom. And with the breakout rooms, there's a lot of other really interesting ways you can make those meetings valuable, from breaking out and having small groups and then recalling them back. I know we've recently done summer associate trivia night where we did something, you know, kind of for fun to have everyone enjoy themselves, but it was using the Zoom technology. And where normally you'd go huddle at a table at a restaurant or bar with your team, you can break out. And I think that kind of creates some camaraderie, especially, you know, getting to know people. If you have I'll go back to the summer associate program, you might not see those people in person this year. And so using Zoom for some of those types of meetings is a really great way to stay engaged with whomever you're talking to. There's also a lot of behind the scenes thing you can do with the Zoom dashboard. You can provide upfront information for your attorneys and your support staff of, you know, what's the number you call and what's the meeting ID and what's my password. So those people have it on hand. So if they needed to send it really quickly, you don't have to be logged into your network and your computer to have that information on hand to have a meeting. And I'd say also just, you know, try to find a place in your, wherever you are that doesn't have a lot of noise, has light from the front. I know that people buy and make lights for TikTok. So why wouldn't you have a light for Zoom? So that you put on your professional experience and represent your firm in the best way possible. And I think we'll have some challenges as we keep going down the road. You know, it's not the same as meeting with someone in a room and kind of having that camaraderie or creating that relationship when you're right next to them. But we're going to need to continue to find new ways to do that with Zoom. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to the future of it and whatever else may come of it.
Well, thank you very much, Luke, for your experience and background and sharing on some of your tips on to help attorneys excel with Zoom. This is Josh Lazar. I want to thank you very much, everyone listening, for your time and for tuning in today's podcast. I hope that this helps you in your future Zoom meetings. Have a good rest of your day.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.